other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Time flies when you're in the real world. Hour number three of this Tuesday, June 15th, 2004 edition. We're talking to Dr. Nick Begich and, of course, Paul Joseph Watson. And we're taking your calls at 800-259-9231. Let's get through a bunch of these callers that have been holding and see which direction they take us in. And we'll get into HARP, the chemtrails, more on mind control with Dr. Nick Begich and Paul Watson. And again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let's go ahead and talk to Bernard in Texas. Another call from Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm having a serious problem. No one will listen at all. I want to suggest to you that Fox is using subliminal messaging because people that I know that would never agree my whole life are now saying the same things, and they watch Fox.
Well, sir, when I went to college here in Austin and just took radio, television, film, they admitted subliminals in the 50s, on radio and TV. Billboards have it. It's public. They've caught a lot of them doing it with really, really horrible stuff. You know, Toyota commercials in Europe about Satanism and blood drinking. That was in the Times of London 4 years ago. And there is a lot of, that text rolling in the bottom. Your mind sees that, but consciously you don't. That's a form of brainwashing. Dr. Begich, you're really an expert on this, and this stuff is really public. Can you talk about it?
Absolutely. You know what you're saying about the scrolling lines underneath. You do absorb all of that. In fact, if you were subjected to hypnosis, you would actually recall every word in the proper order of every one of those words because they do imprint. The other thing that's important that people don't consider is the flicker rate of the light. The actual light emanations from a television. If the flicker rate is adjusted just so, you create a super suggestivity on part of the viewers. In other words, it's not even with subliminals. There aren't necessarily words or anything, just the news broadcasts that are coming across. And what they've learned is that external oscillating fields, including flickering light, when it's in the very precise, what's called a window frequency, it overrides brain activity, and the brain then locks onto this external signal, begins to mirror it, and makes for very different conditions within the brain.
Well, it puts you down into a dream state, and one of my friends is a top guy at UT's psychology department, and I've been allowed into the unclassified areas. It's DARPA this, DARPA that. Most of it is with monkeys and flashing different rates in their face. I mean, and this is going on all over the country, and they know exactly what to do. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, it goes back to the experiments of Herbert Krugman, I believe it was, where he found that when a person actually watches television, brain activity switches from the left to the right hemisphere of the brain. And, of course, the left hemisphere is the seat of logical thought, but when the television it comes through, it impacts the right side of the brain, which is uncritical.
And, again, how do you hypnotize somebody with a flashing light or a swinging bobble? This is admitted, Dr. Begich?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you can use any number of methods. There was, in terms of strobing lights or flashing lights, that goes back even the mid-60s with a device used putting American servicemen in Vietnam into trance-like states. It was called the Leda machine, developed by the Soviets, and it was essentially a flickering light and some oscillating magnetic fields. And when you look at that technology of the 60s laid across the technology framework of 2004, you have a much more powerful delivery system. Most people involved in light and sound-related research understand this and understand its implications. I mean, even in terms of enhancing human performance, the same technologies can be used for developing, for instance, solutions for attention deficit disordered kids having trouble focusing attention. But it's not the appropriate uses that are usually discussed. It's the misuses of these technologies, how to degrade the human brain, how
Bernard.
To destroy the human
brain. Well, anyway, I want to make one more point. I have a friend that I met said that he had a friend that was put in prison for 25 years for illegal attempt of reentry in this country, and he's white. That's a true story. And I told the guy to write you a letter, maybe you could help him. But that's the ridiculousness of all this.
Well, it's all selectively enforced. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call. More calls straight ahead.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, I occasionally go to movies, watch DVDs or VHS tapes. I will listen to C-SPAN. I really won't watch it. I will not watch Fox and CNN and the rest of them, because when you're conscious of the brainwashing, it does nothing but make you angry. And my life has gotten so much better. My mind works so much better not watching television. I suggest you put it on a cart, put it in the closet, occasionally let your children watch, you know, videos, you know, children's videos, as a treat or something, but, I mean, not let them sit there for 4.5 hours a day. That's the national average. You watch the cartoons, the UN saving us, world government, secret police and black ski mask everywhere. I mean, your secret police, your spies. This is all coming down the pike. Massive brainwashing going on. So stop watching television. We'll talk to Dr. Nick Beggins and Paul Watson here in a moment and get to Ben and Chris and Michael and John and many others that are holding them. Then we've got 50-something minutes left. We're going to get into HARP and the chemtrails and the rest of it. Dr. Baggage is a real expert on this subject, and Paul Watson's done a lot of research as well. But for the next 3 or 4 minutes, just stay right there, because I'm going to bring Debbie Morrow up from New Millennium Concepts, talking about taking control of your life, made in America, high-quality water purification, not just filtration, purification systems that also make this broadcast possible, and to tell you about a few of the specials and to beg you to stop procrastinating. Your body is 70% water. And the sodium fluoride, the chlorine, the mercury, the Prozac, the Ritalin, the stuff that's in most water supplies, the MBTE, the dead bacteria, the live bacteria, the amoebas now invading many areas of the South and the West as the climate gets a little warmer. It's so important, these things should live in chlorine, by the way, to start filtering your water properly. And Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Tell folks basically what the Big Berkey is and a couple of the specials you've got.
Okay. The Berkey water filter is a gravity-fed water filter system that requires no electricity or power to filter the water. It does take out your pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to below detectable levels, as well as trial methane, radiologicals, and organic minerals and volatile organic compounds.
By the way, cysts are bundles of amoebas that basically it's like a reentry device. It goes through the stomach acid and then begins setting up shop in your lower intestine.
Right.
Didn't mean to get off into something gross. Go ahead.
That's okay. Yeah, and the water is fantastic. And not only, you know, you're getting cleaner water, it tastes really good. You will drink more water because you will like it better. It's just really great water. And it's much more economical than buying bottled water. We have some specials that are so affordable for people. It's amazing that more, you know, everyone doesn't have one.
Yeah, a comparable filter like this in a hunting or camping place, it'd be $300, and you've got one for $199 with a free gift, either a video on sheltering in place or a CD-ROM about prudent places. That's just amazing. And you've got the other special for $259 that comes with the powerful LED lights that will burn continuously for 14 years that have rechargeable batteries. You can even get a solar panel with it to charge it up. And you get two free gifts with that. You've got the water bottle special, five sports filtration, not purification, but it filters it out to where it's safe from the bacteria in the wild, 630 refills. Well, these usually cost $35-$40 for a high-quality one in a store. You get five for $99 or $95, and you get, 12 for $199. That's another great deal. Folks, give Debbie a call right now. The phone's busy. Leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. They're the manufacturer, the distributor. That's how you get the great price. 1-888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com and in the comments section, tell them what free gift you want, and then Alex Jones sent you to get the discount. 1-888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. You can also order in the comments section there at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com on our shopping cart. Anything else, Debbie?
Nope, that'll do it. I'm busy taking orders.
All right. And, Debbie, we really appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too, and your good hard work.
Take care, my dear. Great lady, give her a call. Made in America, take control of your life. 70% of your body's made up of it. I don't want to get Dr. Nick Begich to sit here and plug things for me. He didn't even know I was going to do this. But Dr. Nick Begich, you study the environment with your doctorate. Would you drink unfiltered water? I'm just curious.
You know, that's a huge issue, and the answer is no. In fact, filtering your water, pulling out the toxins that are there. I mean, in Alaska, we're fortunate to be blessed with really excellent and abundant water supplies, but that is not the case for most of the country. And whatever you do to get the heavy metals out of the water and other materials out of the water, I think is beneficial. Both the chlorine and the fluoride can be filtered out pretty readily, and it's something we should pay attention to.
Absolutely. So shameless plug. I'm getting Dr. Begich to engage in. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in Texas. Ben, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, great show today, y'all. The doctor, y'all were all talking about mind control earlier and getting real deep into it. I'm not as read on it as your guest and yourself, but and you're talking about not watching TV. There's a new movie out called The Manchurian Candidate, and anybody that's familiar with that term.
They did a redo of that?
I didn't know it was a redo, actually. It's I believe it's about putting a Manchurian Candidate president into the White House. And
That was a 50s or 60s movie with Frank Sinatra, so I don't...
Well, there's a new one out that's just part of the whole TV thing.
That's another thing they do. Just like in 1984, Big Brother admits through their puppet Goldstein the things that Big Brother's doing psychologically in a way, getting us to accept it. Dr. Baggage, can you comment on that?
Absolutely. This happens very, very frequently where film and fiction is used as a method for sort of really conditioning the public to accept things that normally wouldn't be. If you follow major trends, cultural trends, you'll see them show up in the mainstream media, usually through popular television first, and then, you know, basically erode basic values and have them replaced with new values and new ideas. And media plays a big part of that. And today, when you combine not just the standard methods of propaganda, which is just indoctrination through overloads of information, now you have a technology that conditions the brain to more readily accept this. And, you know, when we talked about mind control in Earth Rising the Revolution, over 100 source documents are cited, almost 36 U.S. patents are noted, showing the evolution of this technology. This is not something that has just all of a sudden popped out of the, you know, out of the marketplace. This is something that has been actively pursued for now almost 50 years, resulting in a tremendous advance in this type of technology. And you
well,
see
Paul,
it.
A month ago they came out and admitted that the Republicans and Democrats are having people come in to be brain scanned while they watch their political ads. I mean, it's gotten down to that point.
Yep.
Well, another example of how they use TV brainwashing to achieve a political outcome, again, normalizing the immoral, is again by this right brain hemisphere emotional unthinking filtered process. And the example is euthanasia, which is basically the modern branch of Hitler's eugenics program, where they take one case of, you know, a woman who has an illness, who is in severe pain, she wants to die, and then they feed that through the television, people have an emotional response to it, and then say, you know, legalize euthanasia. These people are in pain. They deserve the right to take their own lives. So they use one case via that emotional manipulation to justify the overall government agenda of reintroducing this eugenics program.
And then Wesley Smith, the Wall Street Journal, lists hundreds of names in multiple articles of people begging for food and water being killed by the government, and the average person has no idea this is even going on.
You know, this is, again, an example of, you know, how ideas, you know, work their way into culture and become acceptable. You know, the idea of euthanasia as a concept even being openly discussed by people back, you know, 20 years ago, you know, there was the legitimate feelings of aversion to that kind of thing. You know, death is not something that human beings are meant to spend their lives asphyxiating on. It's life that we're supposed to be engaged in. And here we are again trying to rationalize suicide, which again in most traditions is something severely, strongly spoken against. And I think here again we're talking about these basic moral questions.
And they admit that these the drugs are giving the children an increased suicide. Let's take another call. Chris in Illinois. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. As I start all my conversations with you, Alex, we have to repent as a nation. Number two, we got the Berkey system. It's great.
Well, thank you.
Okay. The reason for my call is I went to college many years ago in the 50s. There was a book called Hidden Persuaders by Vance Packard. Did you ever hear of that one? That's what opened my eyes to a lot of the things that it actually told about all of the, you know, the things you're talking about, how they get people to buy, et cetera, et cetera. And it's amazing how they insidiously... Are you still there?
Yes, sure.
Oh, okay. How insidiously they do things. It's just like going to the store like Jewel, and they've got a lot of cookies. It's called Decadent. I wrote to them. I said, I object to something like this. It's not right. They wrote me back a letter. Oh, well, you know, the meaning, this thing. I said, no, that's not the meaning in the dictionary. It means something evil. But at any rate, they keep insidiously indoctrinating.
Well, here's an example. Dr. Baggage and Paul, I mean, every day I see an article where they're recasting Big Brother as a helper. Big Brother helping. Big Brother helping children. Big Brother's watching, and it's good. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's the same mindset that is conditioning, and it's preconditioning to get people willing and ready to accept things, and usually they're motivated by fear because it tends to resonate the quickest and most readily with most folks.
Anything else?
Yes,
sir?
I have one other thing.
Just stay there, Chris. Okay. We'll come back and talk to Michael and John and others. And then I'm not going to take any more calls after the half-hour point because I want to get into chemtrails and HAARP. He might take a few, but we'll just stay with us.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
They began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages to have
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD, plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109, or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central, back to 9 to midnight. I'm here live. Thanks for joining us, my friends. Talking to Paul Joseph Watson, Nick Baggage. Paul, I know you've been chomping on the bit to get in here. Any comments or insights on the things we've been talking about before we go back to these calls?
Yeah, just one more thing with the television propaganda. There was also an experiment in Germany several years ago where they took three families and each were offered thousands of dollars if they successfully avoided watching television for a period of a month, and this was all monitored, and none of them were successful. And that's because the bottom line is that television is addictive, again, because of this right brain hemisphere activity which produces the endorphins which make it addictive. So that's why, for
example, I can't stand watching it now. Dr. Baggage, I mean, how do people get away from this?
Well, you know, again, it's a case of conditioning. You know, you've got to recognize what's behind a lot of this. The idea that brain activity is stimulated in a way that makes it addictive, I think, is again one of those reasons where people really have to look at what they're viewing, consider how they're taking information in, and make sure they're doing it in a way that gets them information rather than manipulation. And I think this is again where technology has moved so fast, so rapidly, that the ability to keep up, to be able to screen this stuff out, I mean, it would be very easy to screen out this kind of manipulation by just applying what is known by military planners and others. And that's not being done, nor should anyone expect it, because the outcome is to manipulate the public, not to give us the freedoms that individuals are entitled to. And I think that's really what it's about. It's more about control on this backdrop of fear, and the idea is that it's easier to control people that are afraid than it's able to control people that are self-assured, strong individuals, the kind of individuals that all of us were intended to be within.
Well, I mean, who would want to spend 4.5 hours a day for a child watching TV and the average adult over 3 hours? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah,
real quick, Chris, in Illinois,
yeah, well,
kind of shop.
My mind says that, you know, suspect everything. Anyway, going back to this Juul thing, I have a book, but Juul is owned by Albertsons, and Albertsons is connected to the Illuminati families, many other board members and so on. See, it all fits in. It's like a spider web. At the center of everything, they've got it controlled from A to Z. You've got to be on your toes. And like you were saying about making it a mindset. Now Nancy Reagan is, you know, all this stuff that they did, she's kissing the coffin, and now she's calling for stem cell research, just like you said.
Yeah, or you're not conservative. Thanks for the call. Michael in Hawaii, go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, got a question for Nick Begich, Dr. Begich. Always good to hear you on talk shows. I'm just curious, doesn't it seem like everything is accelerating, you know, in this new world order, this conditioning? It just seems like it's accelerating. And do you feel that 2004 is going to be a very pivotal year?
You know, I think it is accelerating, mainly because the technology's advanced now to where it can. And secondly, is fear runs two directions. You know, those that have power want to keep it. And I think that's a lot of it, is it tends to push people forward. And there is a backlash brewing, I think.
Yeah, they're actually running scared.
Yeah, and that backlash, you know, it's what often happens. Once Americans wake up, we are an unstoppable force. I don't care what history has shown us. That's one message that we all understand. The people at the top understand it also, and ultimately that's the challenge for all of us, is to not succumb to fear, but wake each other up with good information, apply that information in a meaningful way, and don't let these guys get away with it. You know, the first step in change is getting people informed, and I think that's where this show and shows like it have given an opportunity and a forum to get alternative ideas and issues out there to make people think again. And that's the challenge for 2004. And, you know, will it get worse? Is this a pivotal year? Every year is an important year, because every year that we take the right actions in the right direction to counteract what's
happening. Yeah, there's no doubt that their program is behind schedule. Paul Watson?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I think it is behind schedule by at least, you know, 4 or 5 years. And one of the reasons for that is that basically they fail to take into account their own human inadequacies, because there's definite infighting within the elite on how exactly to carry out the agenda, whether on one side it be the piecemeal slow progression towards it, or on the other side the basic bombardment and terror of the human mind, which will accelerate the program via the subjugation of people under fear. So there is infighting as to which methods to take, in my view.
Well, yeah, there's the ivory tower arrogance of the elite. Anything else, Mike?
I'm just curious, with all the information that Dr. Begich has been privy to, can he tell us, share with us anything that he feels like is going to a foreseeable future here in 2004 that could possibly happen?
Well, I think we were talking last hour about the another major terrorist event. I think that's in the cards for this year. It's an election year. Unfortunately, I think that's going to be used, again, to instill fear and try and maintain an existing administration that is taking our resources and handing them off in the biggest transfer of American wealth since the railroad era.
That's it. Mass looting. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living foods. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, weedable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley grass seed and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers. And if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
We're not your slaves, you wicked control freaks. We're not your property, and you better be afraid because you're going down. There'll always be new evils to fight, my friend, but we're in the middle of a very, very decadent cycle right now. Just one more call because I got a bunch of other news I want to go over with our two guests. And this is fitting to be one of the last calls we'll go to, or the last. Bill in Alaska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm a neighbor of Mr. Dr. Baggett, and I've been listening, and it comes to me that there can be no righteous indignation without righteousness, nor is righteousness, you can't claim it if you have no righteous indignation. There's a handful of people, relatively small percentage of people, that are led by their lusts and controlling and jerking us around. And the shame of this nation is that there is no righteous indignation because there is no righteousness. And something
I think that's
I don't
what
know.
Paul I think that's what Paul Watson keeps going over, is that they scientifically taught us how to not care about our neighbors. Because if you don't care about your neighbor, folks, you don't care about yourself. People who only care about themselves think, oh, I'm looking out for me. But when everybody has that attitude, it creates a horrible, predatory atmosphere to live in. Loving your neighbor, reaping what you sow, gives you a great environment to live in. And how they've sold us this fraud of do as thou wilt, only care about yourself. I mean, people are, you know, these yuppies are so foolish to believe in that. Paul Watson, Dr. Baggage?
You know, absolutely right. And I think that's, again, you know, the idea of morals and values being fundamental. I don't care where your politics are in the country. Those fundamental things have to be in place in order for the kind of government that our founding fathers envisioned can be realized. And we spent 200 years unraveling that vision, and it's time for Americans to recognize where that vision was centered and get it back. And that's on a platform of respect and responsibility and accountability, starting with us individually, and then certainly reflected in our governments, which is far,
may
far
I,
from where we are.
May I
today.
Give you one more thing before I hang up?
Sure.
The simplification of my life is centered on pleasing God, and automatically anybody worth pleasing is pleased, and the rest of them are cannon fodder. There.
All right.
Appreciate the call. Paul Watson, comments on what he was saying?
Yeah, he's basically pointing out that there was a scientific move to forcefully eradicate the innate human righteousness and then replace it with a modified program, which is basically idol worship and the subjugation to peer pressure, you know, via the creation of cultural stereotypes, which are completely anti-faith, anti-family, anti-freedom. And so this is what's replaced God. People's love for God has been replaced by people's love for these idols that are
well
erected.
I mean, it's common sense stuff in the Ten Commandments. Don't murder, don't do this, don't do that, but don't worship idols. That doesn't just mean don't have a little gold thing in your house. The point is that idol's what you care about, you know, that symbol, and that symbol can then be manipulated by controllers. Love your family, love your neighbor. Don't love Arnold Schwarzenegger because they tell you he's so cool. Don't let them program you like that. And it really is. We are a idolatrous nation. You know, we worship the double D, you know, fake breast. We worship the Mercedes. We worship all this stuff that means nothing, and the globalists just dangle it in front of our faces, and we'll sell out our grandmother for power. And people are amazed, you know, that years ago I got offered millions of dollars to go work for, you know, one of the big establishment radio networks and said no. You know, they were stunned. Nobody turns down millions of dollars. It wasn't even hard for me. What I believe in, standing up for what's good, that's what counts for me. I can't stand tyranny. I'm afraid of these people. I know they're wicked. Comments?
You know, this is, again, the decisions that we each make are going to decide what happens in the next, you know, the caller before, you know, said what's important for 204. What's important is that we wake up to what is happening and we begin to act responsibly to try and turn the tide. And that's the challenge, I think, for everyone that listens to these broadcasts, that listens to what is being said and looks for that alternative. Spread the word. You know, that's the first step in making change. You know, it doesn't take a huge percentage. You know, people complain it's apathy that gets in the way. Apathy is easier to deal with if you think about 20% of the people making decisions voting. That means you got to convince 10% that you're right. That's
well, doctor, people look at others' apathy and say, well, then I'm going to be apathetic because they don't care. Well, what they think doesn't matter. If 100 of your neighbors are standing there while the house is burning and people are stuck inside and you've got a chance to save them, if you sit there and let them die, you're going to have just as many nightmares as your other 100 neighbors. Forget what the stupid neighbors did.
That's right. And I think that's, again, where you act on what you know to be right and true and act in a responsible way and recognize that you're not alone in that. There's millions of other people that think the same way.
The globalists are masters in making us feel like we're alone. We're by ourselves. And I'm in the position, Paul's in the position, Nick's in the position, Dr. Baggage is, to where we talk to the crowds. We see the people. We walk down the street. We're known around the country. And listen, I go into a grocery store sometimes, and half the people stop me and agree with me. You know, I went to the pool yesterday, and half the people that were there came up and talked to me, and they're agreeing. I mean, I've done 1,600-plus radio interviews in the last 2.5-plus years, and almost no one calls in on liberal and conservative shows to disagree with me while I'm saying the government carried out 9/11. I'm telling you, their poll numbers, what they say is an illusion. Gentlemen, comments.
Yeah, absolutely true. You know, that this whole idea of manipulation of media and to get us to kind of believe what the masses are supposed to believe is a big part of it. I mean, look around at just the way media flows into us, and you know, you really got to look at the underlying problems. If we spent $200 billion on solving the energy question for the United States, would we have a solution? I would bet that there's not a single listener that would suggest that we wouldn't.
Well, they already have engines that get 80 miles to the gallon, but you know, again, they won't let us have them. I mean, there are already solutions that cut the problem in half.
Exactly, and in the conflicts that we've been in, the conflicts we're in now are based on really resources and energy. And again, this is where our resources as tax-paying human beings are being undermined by those resources not solving the real problems, but merely being thrown at ways to send that money for the military-industrial academic complex, as opposed to solving the real problems that improve life for the average human being.
It's simple. The globalists own all the oils, so they're going to keep us on that, and they love it. You know, when the stuff starts getting low here in a few decades, or they'll tell us there's no oil, so they can jack up the price astronomically, and we'll just thank them and love it. Paul Watson, what's your take on what we've been saying?
Yeah, just to round off on the moral principle. I mean, Jesus said, "Collect treasures on heaven, not on earth," and you know, you'll be rewarded. But on another level, the sheep mentality which they've created is not just that. It's to the point where the sheep have to police the other sheep. To the point where I, as a 22-year-old man, I'm expected to be out every night trying to sleep with women. And it's because these people, this is their cultural norm. This is what they're expected to do by peer pressure. And so we have to get past that and realize that the moral course is the true course and that it will infinitely lead to many more rewards.
All right, I want to get into HARP and chemtrails and the rest of it. I mean, clearly, all the experts I talk to agree that they are spraying stuff in the atmosphere. They are changing the atmosphere. They are spraying different chemicals and biologicals. I mean, there's been thousands of tests admitted. The atmosphere, Goddard Space Center admits the Earth is 20% darker. Satellite photos show almost the whole world blacked out by these little trails. These weren't here 6-7 years ago. Dr. Baggage, what's going on with the chemtrails?
You know, that goes back to actually a story that broke in the early 80s, but it was theoretical then when they were making observations of air traffic increases above Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. And what they had noticed is that the contrails coming off of these planes were actually adding to the formation of cumulus clouds, increasing the severity of storms in the southeastern United States. When they proved that this theory was more than a theory was when 9/11 occurred and all air traffic stopped in the United States, and they could then quantify what their theoretical.
Remember how clear and blue the skies got?
Oh yeah, because what is true is that just the normal traffic is laying down this darkening of the planet in a way that traps heat, that causes other heat exchanges to occur. When you look at that issue and then you lay on top of it now experimentally.
Well, they admit it. That causes more global warming than the cars.
Absolutely. In fact, if you take it a step further and you look at satellite launches over the last 50 years in terms of when that technology began, you know, it does more for creating ozone depletion than all the aerosol cans ever discharged on the planet, and all the freon that ever existed in a refrigerator that, for God's only knowledge of how it can rise when it's heavier than air. But the fact of the matter is, these things have been around for a long time. They're contributing, but are they the only problem? No. The fact of the matter is, we are seeing significant changes both in terms of cooling and heating in various parts of the planet. Is that part of the same agenda? Is that part of an agenda of change and destruction?
Well, we have the Pentagon document about owning the weather in 2025.
Absolutely. And then you look at some of the other ideas that, you know, that the last three secretaries of defense have all spoken about, of taking and abandoning a treaty that was signed in the mid-70s on environmental modification. All three last secretaries of defense want that treaty out because now the technology is so good, is so well designed, that controlling the battle environment becomes very tempting without much consideration to the downstream effects, which are huge. And
now, how does HARP play into that?
Well, HARP, you know, as a system, was designed to do a lot of different things. One of the what the military calls a side effect, and many others consider a deliberate effect.
Tell you what, first off, tell people what HARP is.
Sure, it's the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, and it's a large radio transmitter, actually a field of transmitters. Right now, the project is controlled by DARPA, previously by the Air Force and Navy.
And they just upped the power, didn't they?
Yep. This year, they're doubling the power. Next year, they're doubling that again, so quadrupling the power. They're about 4 years behind where they plan to be in terms of doing that. Now, what they can do with this, in just one mode of operation, they can literally heat an area above the Earth's surface that starts about 30 miles up, and they can heat this area called the ionosphere and shove a column of space going out into space. Picture it as a tube on a roll of paper towels moving out into space.
There's no telling what this could do.
Absolutely. But when you look at, you know, what they admit to, that changes local pressure systems, weather systems underneath, can divert jet streams, causing tremendous changes in weather. In fact, down in your part of the world, they've moved, there was this jet stream change that moved weather out of East Texas and Louisiana a number of years ago, all the way into Central Florida, where a couple of tornadoes got deposited where they weren't supposed to be. And this was from a very slight change in the jet stream flow, coincidentally, right above the HARP facility.
These are the equivalent of giant Amazon rivers that they can direct as weapons.
Absolutely. And when you look at directing the natural flows on the planet and being able to turn energy that is tremendous. I mean, the Earth itself produces tremendous energy potentials, but being able to turn those into a destructive force, that is what much of this new technology is about.
Well, Dr. Begich and Paul, let me ask both of you this. You know, the globalists will put cancer viruses in vaccines, 250 times safe levels of mercury in some of the new vaccines. You know, admitted, we have that on the website right now. Last week I was saying 215. It's 250, excuse me. You know, letting the troops die, depleted uranium. I mean, they practice this evil. They don't care. They manipulate the weather. They genetically engineer and splice all this stuff. It's like they're trying to create disasters. Comments from Paul, comments.
Well, and one thing that we reported late last year, there was an earthquake in the Iranian city of Bam just after Christmas last year. And HARP was registered. They upped the frequency to record levels right before that earthquake. And we've seen examples of that before. But time and again, with both chemtrails and HARP, I run into this kind of disinformational stance, which is this naive view that it's a benign program to combat climate change, when in fact one of the big patents for HARP, which was held by Arco Power Technologies, whose subsidiary actually was contracted to build HARP, I mean, in their patent, they describe it as an invention that would heat plumes of charged particles in the ionosphere. So,
Dr. Begich, comments on that?
Absolutely correct. In fact, the latest development is that particular subsidiary of ARCO was bought out by a chain of companies. It was bought out by E-Systems and then Raytheon, and now British Aerospace actually controls the intellectual property. But talking about triggering earthquakes and volcanic eruptions or weather changes, there's a quote by Secretary of Defense William Cohen, and it says, others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter climate, set off earthquakes and volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves, unquote. He made that statement at a conference on weapons of mass destruction, international terrorism, back in 1997, many years before 9/11. And what he suggested then was, as a weapon of mass destruction, that terrorist states could use electromagnetic energy in this way. Well, we know that our government and other governments around the world also can use this type of energy in this way, and yet it's undetectable by virtually anyone else.
And this is all admitted, but then you tell the average person this, they laugh at you because, you know, we're in 2004. It's not 1950, people. We're in the future. We're here.
Yeah, and this is, you know, this is right out of a DOD defense briefing from April 28, 1997. It's something that's cited in the book Earth Rising, The Revolution.
What did you think of the movie Core? Did you see that?
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, it's interesting.
You know, up in Alaska, they've got this machine, and they can control the poles. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this is the same kind of concept. You know, in fiction writers, you know, they pick up on these concepts. The idea was that
writer had obviously read your book.
Sure, and you know, we see that a lot, and we've even worked with some folks on trying to develop that kind of information to get it out there. But, you know, when you see manipulation of the magnetic lines of force surrounding the planet, this is actually something that is done with the HARP instrument, something that shows up in the military record, basically to try and use, again, natural systems as part of weapon systems on the ground, changing their character dramatically and the effect on the whole planet without clear knowledge of what those effects might be.
And these guys are doing this with genetic engineering, and every week some lab releases something. It's only a matter of time till they release some weaponized bug.
Well, and, you know, even by accident. You know, think about the genetic experiments by accident. Even if you look at killer bees as a very basic example. You know, that was a genetic experiment in Brazil years ago that went sideways, and it was just straight-up breeding of species. Now you take a look at creating new forms of life deliberately, and then without knowing, again, the interactions, huge problems occur.
Well, it's like Texas company Protegene, 96 locations, pharmacological corn with live AIDS virus in it, and that's in the AP one time. That should be top story.
Yep, and again, you know, these stories tend to make little blips, and that's where this kind of program gets those little blips on the radar screen and keeps them there, and that's what we got to do, make the changes by keeping them.
You bet. Final segment, final comments from both of you gentlemen. Folks, get your pens and paper ready. I'll tell you how to get my videos, Paul Watson's book, Dr. Nick Begich's books and information. Give you all the websites in the final segment. So get ready. We'll be right back after this quick break. And don't forget the new website, prisonplanet.tv.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My friends, months ago, we launched PrisonPlanet.tv. Every week, there are special television reports, sometimes multiple ones, many documentaries. the best radio interviews we do there for your convenience, text reports, you name it, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, and your support makes all the websites possible, the four servers that we've got, and the tens of millions of visitors that we have. So definitely sign up for that exclusive privilege membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, again, I've made 10 films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and Masters of Terror, are both on September 11th. My book, 9/11, Descent to Tyranny, is excellent as well. It gives you the big picture. Most of the other filmmakers only focus in on one or two issues. We cover the full spectrum to give people the big picture, which we found is the best approach. Very well produced, $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles I produced. I carry a lot of other videos and books by other researchers and great people. You're authorized to make copies of my videos and not the others that we carry, obviously. Get Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, that I published, Government-Sponsored Terror. Great book. Call toll-free to get the books or videos. 1-888-253-3139. We also have some books on The Drugging of the Children by Dr. Breeding. Again, that is 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our Safe Secure shopping cart. Again, that's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Take that first step. Make that decision to stand up against Big Brother, and it can be defeated. If you don't move, though, we will be totally enslaved. We're already deep into the process right now. I'm glad to see people are kicking and screaming, though. That's good. Dr. Begich, how do folks get some of your new books or material, and tell us about the website?
Sure. We have a website at earthpulse.com, earthpulse.com. And we also have a toll-free number, which is 888-690-1277. Again, that's 888-690-1277. And we have a catalog. It's free. You can request it at that number. And we also have our books available there as well.
All right. Paul Watson, you got about a minute and a half, and then so do you, Dr. Begich. Final comments.
Well, I mean, we have to realize that we outnumber these people, you know, thousands to one. And their military media complex is scientifically designed to ensure people never realize that. And, you know, the only people that have ever changed history are these small groups of focused individuals. And so I'd say, you know, we're only on this planet for a short time, and so the opportunity to kind of guide the course of the people that do follow us is one we should embrace and not be cowardly and just, you know, go ahead and take that opportunity.
Dr. Begich?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really the challenges for all of us to recognize our own power as individuals to make change. And I think that starts with acting again on what we know to be right and true. Faith is not a mysterious thing. It's acting on what we know to be right and true and doing it in a way that is respectful and responsible. And I think that's something that everyone that listens to these broadcasts can do. Exercise your right as a created human being to help create a better place. And that's by stepping up to the challenge and acting on what we know. And I think that's really been in the background of all of our work, the challenge that we all face together, and what these programs allow us to help stimulate is faith and confidence in the future rather than fear.
Well, there's no doubt that evil always implodes by its own nature. The problem is it takes whole civilizations and millions of people with it. We're trying to avert that. We're entering the critical phase of a decadent cycle. And the elite is attempting to bring in a tyranny that can never be removed or defeated, learning from the past, kind of the Orwell view that O'Brien espouses in the final pages of that work, that dystopic work. I want to thank Dr. Nick Begich for joining us, Paul Joseph Watson for joining us. God bless you both. Look forward to having you both back up in the near future, and have a great day.
Guys, take care.
All right, take care, my friends. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. Spread the word about the broadcast. Tell your email list. Tell your friends and family. Plug that local AmRFM affiliate.
The war on terrorism. Will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout
developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.